In Tuesday's primary, none of the six candidates in Iowa's 3rd Congressional District Republicans received the minimum of 35% of the votes needed for the nomination. And this sends the decision to a convention of party delegates. Joining us now to walk us through what will happen at the convention in a couple of weeks, former Iowa House Speaker and longtime state lawmaker Brent Sigrist. Sigrist ran for the GOP nomination for a U.S. House race against then state Senator Steve King. That was back in 2002. That race was decided by convention. Brent Sigrist, welcome to our program.
I'm happy to be here.
You are currently executive director of the Area Education Agencies. Let's talk about the convention coming up. Who are these delegates? How are they chosen and when?
Well, the delegates are chosen in both parties via district convention or county conventions, and then you move on to district conventions. And so they're selected at that time at the county level and then at the district level for the state convention. So I think in the 3rd district, you may have the number. It's slightly over 500 delegates that depend on the population of the county are picked at the local level.
Mm-hmm. And they are party activists, we can describe. Anything more we can say about them generally?
Well, they are party activists, but, you know, not all of them. There's a pretty, generally in each county, there's a core group of people that are very active, but there are other people that are interested. So they are activists. They're probably a fairly broad section of the Republican Party this time around because there was a big push by Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds before the conventions to really get some of their delegates involved. So probably a little broader spectrum of views than you normally would have.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any sense of what type of candidate they might favor? We have in the running, we have Brad Zahn, Robert Kramer, Matt Schultz, David Young, Monty Shaw, one other, I've forgotten.
Joe Grandin, Dad.
Yeah. Yes, thank you very much. Do we have a sense of what type of candidate they might favor?
Well, you know, some of them will have ideological feelings, whatever it may be, on some of the candidates. But I think the majority of them right now will be looking at somebody who can win the district. It's going to be a competitive district. Stacey Apple is waiting in the wings. And so I think electability will be a big factor in most people's minds. When I was involved in the convention back in 2002, that district was so overwhelmingly Republican. Electability was important, but not as important as it will be this time.
Mm-hmm. So we've had redistricting happening in the meantime to the 3rd District. How much do these primary results from Tuesday matter at this point? Brad Zahn came out on top there, but not getting really close to that 35% hurdle.
It matters, but it's not the be-all, end-all. I know, again, when I went through the process, some people would say, well, gee, you finished second, Steve King finished first, I feel obligated to vote for him. But other people didn't feel that way. So it matters where you placed. But again, as you said, he didn't have an overwhelming win. And I think 2 through 5 finishers were within 5%. So if you won, matters. But this time, I think it will revolve more around who they think is the best candidate to get elected.
Mm-hmm. When we talk about this push by Governor Branstad to sort of change the makeup of the delegates for this convention, do you think that push will affect this convention in any way?
You know, it could. It's very hard to say. Again, some people aren't. You know, they have vacations planned. I've heard some delegates say, geez, I'm not going to be around. So it's kind of hard to tell who the alternate delegates may be. But certainly I think the governor's push will mean that there's some, again, a broader spectrum of political views rather than, you know, both parties tend to have your pretty I won't say extreme, but your pretty solid conservative or liberals involved. This may have a moderating effect on who those delegates are.
Mm-hmm. What are these campaigns, the campaigns involved, doing to prepare for this convention behind the scenes?
Well, because we went through it in 2002, which was the first time in like 40 years, they have been preparing throughout the campaign. I know most of the campaigns have been anticipating the potential for this. But what it means is trying to reach out to every delegate. I could tell you, I was in Des Moines yesterday doing work things, but two of the candidates showed up at my front door. I'm a delegate yesterday and left me messages. So they're out beating the bushes and driving the roads and trying to get in front of as many people as possible. So you either call or visit. And what's important in this process is saying to them, if they say, well, gee, I'm going to vote for candidate A, then saying, well, would I be your second choice? Because, you know, during the process, the low vote getter will drop off, and then those delegates have to go someplace. So You want to be their number one choice, but you also need to be thinking about, can I count on you for the second or third round? But literally phone calls and driving and getting in front of those delegates to talk to them.
Tell us how that process works, because back in 2002, I believe it was a four-way race. It took three ballots, and finally Steve King triumphed over you. It was a very close vote.
Yes. Well, what happened then, and I believe what will happen this time, is, you know, you settle the delegates in and do your convention work to get it set up, and then each candidate had a speaking opportunity, and then you took a handwritten vote, and the low vote getter dropped off, and then you all gave another brief speech, and you took another vote for the second round, and in that case, the third place person dropped off, and then it did come down to Steve and I, and then, you know, we gave another speech, and the result was very close, but in many ways, I was on the better end of it, so
okay.
I didn't have to go to D.C.
Thank you for enlightening us about what will happen, a rare occurrence in Iowa in a few days at the GOP convention. Former Iowa House Speaker, longtime state lawmaker, Brent Segrist, thank you for your time.
You bet. Happy to do it. Have a great weekend.
You too.